Kuna Resort sets a break ground for $900 million US dollar multi-hotel development. This and more on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Stay tuned. Charisma Hotels and Resorts has announced that it will break ground for the first three hotels under its $900 million US dollar development project in Landovery St. Anne in January 2017. Under the Sugar Cane project, Charisma plans to build 10 hotels over 10 years with a total of 5,000 rooms. The project is expected to create direct employment for 10,000 Jamaicans. Charisma's Vice President of Operations, Ruben Becerra, says applications for the required permits have already been submitted for processing and consultations continue with the relevant authorities.
We have had numerous meetings and the things are rolling in place. We have received very good news that the process is going and we are extremely excited to make this announcement.
Mr. Becerra says Charisma is hopeful that the approval process for the permits will be completed by November this year. This, he says, will enable the company to meet the January timeline to break ground for the three hotels, which will have a combined 1,800 rooms. Land preparation and construction should start by March 2017. This will coincide with the opening of Charisma's 149-room Azul 7 Hotel, now in the final stages of construction in Negril, at a cost of $45 million US dollars. Mr. Becerra expressed gratitude to Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett and the government for its support in facilitating the investment by Charisma.
Charisma Hotels and Resort couldn't be prouder, happier, and honored to be in this beautiful country. Thank you very much, Minister Bartlett, for all your support and for all your team, because the spirit that you have for the tourism in this country wouldn't be the same without a leadership like the one that you have in your ministry, along with all the other ministries and the Honorable Prime Minister.
Minister Bartlett welcomes the news, noting that the development represents the largest single investment in the tourism industry and will signal increased air seats out of Europe.
When we have been able to establish to the world that Jamaica is the place to invest, and when partners like you come along and move as quickly as you are moving to get the action going, then it is a good statement that we are making to the investment community that Jamaica is the place to put your dollars.
Mr. Bartlett says the investment aligns well with the ministry's goals of generating earnings of $5 billion US dollars and securing 5 million visitors by 2021. The Charisma development is the first project under the ministry's Shovel Ready program.
This Shovel Ready policy initiative, I believe, is a game changer in terms of bringing together the investors and the market. It will allow for us to literally give a turnkey operation to would-be investors and say, come, we are ready for you. We have done all the approvals that are required and you can now start building.
The Shovel Ready initiative is being undertaken jointly by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, National Environment and Planning Agency, Urban Development Corporation, and Commissioner of Lands to prepackage a number of investment offerings. To a place called Jamaica. And now for our No Jamaica feature. King's House is the official residence of Jamaica's Governor General, the representative of the reigning monarch of England. One of Kingston's architectural treasures, it is set amidst sweeping lawns and enjoys gardens which contain trees, flowers, and other plants from all over the world. We've come to the end of this week's Tourism Roundup. Join us again next week for more important developments in the tourism sector. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Do take care.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.